Going to hell.
That seems fair. The map seems to be at the Bridgerman and the scene of the stampede.
So there was a meeting, a town council meeting, which was quite a fun affair. We basically accused various people of being pawns of
Nathan.
And there was some outrage at that. And then in comes this new girl who says, "I'm queen." And some people go, "All right," and some people say, "Yeah." So she makes an offer to say that the town shall remain free, but all the lands around it are under my domain. Thinking about that. And she appears to have the documents to prove it.
Well, she had the documents to prove it. Whether she's still got them is a debatable matter.
Robin had examined them and verified they looked real.
Yep. But they're currently in Wolf's
possession.
Because they weren't purloined.
So you could go back and say, "I'm the queen." Which one do you prefer, her or me?
I'd be a bit of a stinger if it said her. but yeah, so we got these documents, we've examined them, they look kosher as far as we can tell.
Do they have anything, are they referred to by the ones we remember the ones we found? Which have been kind of given off them?
The deeds to the house that Wolf inherited, shall we say, were signed by the same person.
Yeah, but there's things like our farmhouse. We got on the deeds. We've rented
that. That's completely independent because there was no heir to Garadoc's farm. And after you defeated them, there was no one who really wanted the property. So the council have deemed that it's acceptable for you lot to live there.
Yeah, and I think they paid them huge quantities of cash for that too.
And then at Christmas time, a copy, the deeds, actually turned up on your dining table under a Christmas card.
Oh, nice.
But the deeds to Wolf's house, which was sold to the person he inherited them from, was signed by the same person who did these deeds. So it's, and we know that property was originally owned by the same person and who previously owned the town.
Yeah.
So we're fairly confident the documents are legit.
I can't quite remember what our next move was.
We were going to go off and do something else, I seem to remember. Because...
Give me a moment.
Are we going to give Lady R her documents back?
Yeah. Well, we'll give them back to Robin and hopefully he can discreetly put them back.
Oh, I thought the lover boy there was going to, try to pretend that he found them lying on the floor and he selflessly picked them up and can I come in for a coffee while I'm at it?
and then she opens a bag and finds, someone's put a cucumber in there instead of my deeds.
Yeah, I'll be able to blag my way out of it. It'll be fine.
Well, if you want to do that, go for it.
Has anyone seen the showy paladin?
Oh yeah, he's fine.
Is he still tied to my bed?
Oh no, we saw him in the morning.
Damn, I've got to make sure I tie them down stronger than that.
You've got to remember he's half angelic or whatever. He can fly.
Yeah, but not if he's tied down to my bed.
Maybe invest in some adamantine manacles or something.
Actually, oh, you're right. I've got some magic manacles. Oh, I could try the magic manacles on him. That would be a laugh.
He will do sense motive on you, Freya, and probably win. But if he thinks that it's not going to, if it's going to be fun, he would accept.
It's going to be more fun than the paladin should have, realistically.
All right, Dave, I'll head back to with the document to. What's Paisley's place?
Well, she's staying in Richmond.
She's currently in the Richmond.
Lady Rochelle.
It was Lady Rochelle, yeah.
I can head to the Richmond with the documents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see if I can get to see her.
Well, it's the morning, isn't it? I think we decided it was next morning.
Well, we've had the meetings is probably around midday, I would think.
Oh, yes, true.
If you've examined the documents.
It's actually, it must be at least an hour later, mustn't it?
Yeah.
So, yes, after examining this at your house, you then return back to the Bridgeman. She had gone back to the Bridgeman into her room.
Well, go to her room and knock on the door.
Okay, there's a one of her guards outside who knocks on the door for you.
Okay, fair enough.
And looks in. Yeah, okay. I'm happy to see him. Yes, let him in. Ah. Okay, she's lounging.
Good afternoon. Oh, Lady Rochelle.
What can I do for you, Wolf?
Well, it's I've managed to reacquire something that you may well have lost. I should have put the papers there in front of me.
My goodness. Assuming you're handing back over the deeds.
Indeed.
Oh, actually, deeds is the wrong word, isn't it?
Letters of mark, whatever they are.
Letters of mark. Legitimate piracy.
Word seems to have been lost. Anyway, yes, thank you.
Title deeds.
I know what you mean.
She looks down and checks her purse, etc., wherever Robin took them from. With some surprise, I think she finds a fruit. I think you said you put a fruit in there.
I thought you said a cucumber.
That was just me vaguely remembering it was something like that.
Yeah. Wrapped up in a sheet of paper or something.
I only walked across. My goodness. I mean, we have tea leaves in Kelmoshi.
The capital.
We're not normally find people willing to nick things off you just for market. Walking across a market square, my goodness!
I'd look out for that market square. that's where Lady D hangs out.
Fortunately, I have a lot of friends.
And I'm not there.
Well,
and my ears are around. So yes, I'm happy to return these to you.
Thank you. How did you come by them?
Like then, I have a lot of friends, and my ears are the ground. So I thought, well, we can't have this sort of thing going on with such an esteemed person such as yourself. So I managed to recover them.
Well, thank you very much. Can I offer you some tea or something?
That would be very pleasant.
What can you tell me about this Bridenforth?
Wow.
I mean, I've heard rumours on my way here, but it seems to be slightly more lively than I had a...
I suspect chat to her about the principle, and some of the players. I shall emphasise some of the bad points about it, and so will the Lady Deirdre thing.
We've heard a lot about this Lady Deirdre in the last couple of hours.
Yes. Well, she's very much on our minds because she's a threat to the good people of this fair city.
So I suppose as you've been into Dragondale, you've met the Major's Four?
Some of them.
Wow. Goodness, they're still alive.
Some of them.
Well, what do you mean by alive? One of them's still moving. No, she's not what you would call alive, no. Very much turned herself into a vampire.
Not round here, is she?
No, but I don't think distance is really a problem for her. She's a
okay, well, I hope man. We don't attract her attention then.
Well, we'll try not to.
Sorry!
But okay, maybe I need more paladins.
Make us an offer that we've refused, so... Which was basically to join her in the evil undead vampire cult, so he said.
So I assume this is Lysandra, yes?
Yeah.
She's a vampire.
Vampire queen of the city of...
Vampire the...
I can't remember exactly what it was now. It's much too in the west of where you are.
Yes, it's quite a way away, but she had sent a...
Teslex.
A copy of herself, a magical copy of herself, to stir up trouble in the world. Let me tell you, quite powerful. So, she's going to be even more powerful than that. So, yeah, good idea not to annoy her too much. But if she really wants to come back here and cause trouble, she probably can. We're about to
look. Grim Force is here.
Yes.
Teslix is
here. Teslix, okay.
Kalmoshi, the capital.
Yes, so capital's even closer. Mm-hmm. So Teslix is a long way away. Yeah. And we did meet one of the others, though she had kind of bugging him up. And so we had to put him out of its misery. He wasn't really unmade for anymore.
Oh my goodness. You're... Well, adventurous.
Lysandra is in Tarsus.
Tarsus, was it? No, okay.
She's queen of vampires in the city of Tarsus.
This map must not have Tarsus on it, because I think Tarsus is that one.
You're right.
Yeah, I have to go look on the other map because I don't think I've put all the labels on this one. When
okay, the might be out a bit more. Yeah, we haven't met the other two though. No,
but we have heard about them.
Yes, we have heard about them. I think that they are rather very much pursuing immortality in their own ways, but not in a good way. Any of them, I don't think. And then, of course, there's the dragon. It's always the dragon. And the demon.
Metarak.
Metarak the dragon, yeah.
Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we think so. Well, we haven't actually come across him yet, but we're pretty sure.
Back in the
We've had visions of him. We've had visions of him.
Yeah.
And the paladins had visions of him.
Powerful beings say that he's up to no good. And he's...
Dragon?
Well, yeah, he's an evil dragon. He's an evil dragon with the possession of an incredibly powerful artifact.
Well, I can see why my family thought this place might be a bit of a poison chalice. I mean, people don't really want to have a dragon in their territory, do they? Especially not one that claims to be the prince of all dragons.
Not one like Metarak, no. I mean, he's been stuck around for a while now, so... But he is killing gods, so that's not good. So what are your plans for this place, and what would you... do if the council refused your offer?
Well, they won't refuse, will they?
I don't know. They're still living by themselves.
Well, I suppose I'll have to go back to the Imperial Court complaining. Although I'm not particularly sure that the Emperor would... sending troops all over this way, not unless I was to invest in it myself, which I might have to. I'd rather not.
Yes, I mean, what can you bring that would make people choose you? I mean, apart from your birthright, that is. Why should we? We the people, says Wolf. Yeah, you know what I mean. Why should we accept your rule?
You're one of those damn Marxists, aren't you?
No, not really.
I just like a lamppost or a helicopter to throw you out of.
We've just met a lot of people around here who are earning it themselves, and so you have a chance to be not one of those people, so I just wanted to do. No, a bit more. I say sipping some tea, wishing it was beer.
Well, it certainly would be, you know, nice to bring some stability to the area, allow trade to properly trade. I can see that the place is obviously in need of some kind of military force to protect it. I mean, we have just seen some kind of spike-horned monsters attacking. And from my small inklings, it seems that we've had more than just one incursion of that sort of creature recently.
Oh, we do, yes. There have been many attacks in this place. It could do with a force.
To me it seems like more than just a town guard and militia is needed. We'll probably need some proper troops.
You'll probably be aware, Wolf, that we have been... arming and equipping that militia to within an inch of other people's lives. So they're magic armoured, magic weaponed, rings of protection. We've given them, I personally have given them 10,000 plus.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I agree, and it's something we've started.
And there were people there running towards the spike horns to help. But... there was a wall of force in the way, and great heroes doing stupendous stuff.
Yeah.
Not that they would have stood much chance.
By the way, I am dressed in all my finest clothes, because we had loads made a week ago, and I'm wandering around town shopping and distributing largesse and just being wonderful.
Wonderful by day, evil by night.
Yes.
okay, I spent a cozy hour or so with her, chatting about this and that and the other, and just trying to get to know her plans and thoughts, and if it all seems...
What sort of thing do you think that she, you know, do you think, for example, that she's intending to conquer the entire known world by setting up a little petty kingdom here? You know, or...
No. I want to determine whether or not she's worthy to rule here. Well, I think
it's the big question.
And if she is willing to rule here, whether or not she needs a strong wolf to help her do it.
And thus we get to the nub of it. He's in it for himself as he was just berating her for...
She hasn't got much experience of running stuff.
Right. So she's young and been sent here to say, here's your legacy, go and sort it out, kind of thing.
She seems to have quite a
bit of knowledge and ability.
Yes. I wrote that last time.
Yeah, but this is a slightly different thing.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. Your guess is that her family have probably spent the last couple of generations living off the credit that they own a bit of land in the capital. That kind of cred only lasts for so long before people start asking for maybe money to be paid.
Yes.
That sort of thing. The fact that she was selling properties might imply that she might be a bit more strapped for cash.
Indeed.
So it might be possible that, you know, she's used up that social capital she had.
And so she's now looking for a wealthy, strong man to wed.
In reality, she couldn't force her way through this. It's unlikely that she'll be able to get an army to come from the capital to kick the shit out of this agreement.
Yeah, you think it's more than just she's not got the cred to do it. The social capitalists do. It's extremely unlikely that the emperor would care.
Does she see the sort of person who wants to have a partnership in this sort of area?
She probably is, but she doesn't seem to be expressing any opinions like that to you.
You have to prove yourself to her by showering her with gems. Fill her coffers, so to speak.
You know, marry yourself into the nobility. You're stealing Tim's role here.
I'm not sure that Wolf is quite ready for this yet. He's just thinking about the idea at the moment. Giving it to himself.
He'll have to have a wash every day. Can he handle that?
It's a bit too...
So you're more like the court jester. You'll sit on a couple of steps down and play your lute and keep the queen happy.
Yeah, the fuck I am. I could be a backdoor man.
Yeah. You have a pleasant conversation. She asks you about all of the local figures of fame, like the Lord Mayor, what you know about her, and what's the sheriff. He seems a very fair chap. So she will use the opportunity to ask all the right questions of you. Is there any particular questions you wish to prevaricate on?
To pump me for information. Now, I'll give a bull's eye view of the local figures. So it's going to be skewed in favour of the sheriff, but not in favour of the merchant.
She asks about what happened to the priestess of the Temple of Varun.
Explain that she was murdered by Lady Deirdre.
Yeah.
Yes. What, beware of this woman bearing gifts.
One of the things that was didn't get written down, another way Tim wrote it down. The council summoned Lady Deirdre to answer the charge that she had killed the priestess and that she's to be here by tomorrow.
Or she will forfeit her right to build a castle. Not that I suspect she cares either way.
Yeah.
Oh, the temptation to just go and knock her in a box somewhere. So she can't get out and she loses the council. Oh, so tempting. If only I could find her.
Yes, if you can find her, which we can't.
And find the right one of her. Because we've dealt with one duplicate. We don't know how many other duplicates she's made.
No. A bit like Baal, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Bid a good day and head back to the office. An appropriate juncture.
So, we know that Freya's wandering around town just generally shopping.
I've hired a few musicians to follow around and serenade me while I do it. I've paid them 5 gold.
Yeah, well, certainly there are people who will do that job.
Fine, I'm just shopping.
Anything Jestix wants to do with the morning?
I'm getting out of town. This is tedious.
Okay. Majestix is going for a wander with his big dog. Bjorni?
Bjorni's probably praying at the shrine in the new temple.
Yep. Which is actually pretty well built now. I mean, it's now to the point where decoration is, and that will take a while, but the structure is there, and Shalix of course will talk to you and ask questions. Mm-hmm. She's ministering to anyone who will come to ask questions, or although she doesn't see very many villagers.
They're probably a bit wary of her, I'd imagine.
Well, she's pretending to be a human.
Okay.
Yeah, she can cast alter self or whatever.
Right.
Although she's a bit pongy, probably.
Probably. If you bathe every alligator, she can do that.
And well, Robert you be up to his normal stuff.
Well, probably sees Freya wandering around town.
I catch his eye, and if he wishes to, if he greets me, I shall greet him warmly. If not, I shall ignore him so that so not to draw attention to him. If you're there surreptitiously, then I won't draw attention to you.
Well, if I'm there surreptitiously, you won't see me at all.
Mm. Generally, that is correct. So I'm wandering around because I've been in my adventuring gear for the last 116 days, and I've just had this beautiful cloth of it's electrum threaded, with little tiny little gems for dots and sparkles, and it's beautiful. And I'm wandering around, just enjoying being magnificent. So if you wish to walk with me, you're welcome. And if any gems fall off, or if anyone steals any gems, you're welcome to beat the crap out of them before I do.
Well, I'll follow her around to see how much trouble she causes. This should be entertaining.
I sort of shake hands with beggars and kiss children and use prestidigitation to clean up afterwards, and generally wander around being popular.
Well, you probably notice that there's a certain amount of gossip from the fair ladies of the town as you wander by.
Excellent.
And of course, there will be young gentlemen who, step out of the way. All the stuff you'd expect.
I smile my most flirtatious smile at them as they throw their cloaks across puddles, and I step across the puddle,
which of course gets more scowls from the
lady folk. Absolutely, I reckon the more scowls I get, the more I'm winning.
But everything is quiet, apart from the fact that there's an awful lot of meat for sale. And
indeed,
actually,
there would be, wouldn't be.
Nilesh has come into town in the market and is selling freeze potions of her own creation.
Preservative. Make bacon.
Yeah. There are actually some priestesses from the Temple of Varun who are casting what's the spell which stops
purify
a corpse? A corpse rotting. But there is one anyway. It's not very high level spell either. So they'll cast that on the meat to make it last a bit longer.
Excellent.
There's probably other solutions to the same problem too.
They will
probably want some of the food for the temple poor. So they will, mm-hmm. Cast it on the merchant's food in return for their share.
Oh, if they've got poor people to help, I shall buy them as much as they can carry. As my gift to the temple.
Well, I'd imagine Amundsut will head off to the temple, the water temple.
I think Amundsut's learning his spell today, isn't he?
Oh, that's true. He wanted him to learn a spell, that's right. He needs to make some rolls, mate, and we won't worry about that yet.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he could probably go to the water temple and do that. Or the sage. Oh, no, he went to
Pivins,
didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, Pivin will want to look at his spell book in return, in fact.
Okay, well, since he's getting spell free, yes, he
is. Yeah, because I believe Amundsut actually has loads of spells in his spell book.
Yeah, which spell book do you want to look at, says Apple?
Which spell book?
About three or four different spell books, isn't
it? He does have quite a few.
He will basically be interrogated till he finds a spell that he'd like to learn.
All right.
And he'll copy it out of that spell book.
All right. Well, he's got all first to third, hasn't he?
Yeah, and probably got some more fourths as well, from if you've not got them listed. But he bought all the first to thirds, yeah. Certainly all the standard ones. Okay, Isildur
will, after spending a bit of time with the animals, she'll head off scouting around the place around outside the town, keeping an eye out on the villagers. Lady Deirdre's and armies of beasts.
everything is relatively calm. The local farmers are farming in the local villages and little hamlets.
She will get her animal companion, the energy, to fly around and report back of anything that's odd. To use a speaker panel as well to do that.
Robin.
He's gone.
Ah. Okay. Well, should we say when he comes back, I'll ask in character. I ask Robin and Mr. Firebrand to keep an eye on the trees we think Lady D uses for the hawthorns.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of them. And she can.
There's lots of them in town, are there?
No, there is a nice one in the inn.
No, not hawthorns. Hawthorns are different. Hawthorns is just an ordinary tree.
Yeah, no, this is the other rooty tree.
Yeah, there's a special pot bush. Plant bush thing.
That she seems to be using.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
I've already located them all within the local area.
Yeah. But let's keep an eye on them.
If we can't.
She's arriving.
There's one in town.
There's one everywhere.
No, yep. There's one in town. And there's one 4 miles up the road, and there's another one 4 miles beyond that up the road.
Let's keep an eye on the one in town.
It's in the Bridgman.
And it's in her room.
Yeah.
It's in Has Lady D got a room in the Bridgman?
Yeah.
Oh. She was last seen going into her room in the Bridgman.
And then disappeared.
And I believe you have discovered that she kind of came and went from that room.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's keep an eye on it if we can.
Well, unless you're going to sit in that invisible permanent, you can't. Because we discussed, so we'll know when she comes back.
Yeah.
If she comes back and out of the room.
The party did discuss, and you weren't here, Howard.
Yeah.
That someone who uses tree stride doesn't walk straight out of the tree, they can look.
Perceive the surrounding areas.
So they can look at what's round the tree so they don't get trapped.
Ambush.
So you need a more cunning.
Yeah.
We could destroy the plant in the Bridgman, but it might be useful at some point in the future.
Well, unfortunately, it's not useful to me because I can't go down small enough to use it.
No, I mean useful in that she might use it, and then we might all be lurking there with the council.
But we're not going to be lurking there for the next 3 days in the vague hope she turns up.
No, you're absolutely right. Wolf will get fall off a stick.
So, and what you could do, this will be entertaining, take the aforementioned bush, stick it in a bag of holding.
Still work, technically, I think.
I know, but she'll look out and she'll see darkness.
Does it? Can't remember if it worked across planes or not.
I don't think it does. So it was just certainly not to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be the same as just uprooting it and burning it. I don't think the same effects, you won't be able to get to it.
No, but then at some point in the future, we can pop it out. And we've still got a viable bush that we can potentially get her to come to.
Or we can just dig up one down the road.
So, anything Jestix is doing on his wander?
Not really. Just getting out of town. And I'll think about my adjusting reality to suit my needs, but I want to really do that at night rather than during the day.
We did do one other thing, Howard, and that Wolf agreed for that Robin to come along next time we went down the hill.
And having that made that decision, it appears that we are doing everything we possibly can not to go into the Delve.
Okay.
Today, one other thing we were going to do is maybe today was to drive by the cave. Is that something we would like to
do? Yep. I'm very happy to find the cave. Give them a moment to change first.
Okay, so we've moved time, say, lunchtime you meet up.
Yeah, after lunch. We agree to
She at the, did Lady D make it to the what's this? That could be interesting. If we can find Lady D there, does she show up?
What's it?
And if not, then we'll get changed and go.
You need
go
to fill
there.
A few more details. Going what's it doesn't help us.
The council basically summoned Lady D to answer the charge that she killed the priestess, and she must show up tomorrow. So that was yesterday, and so lunchtime today is...
That was first thing this morning.
That's still today.
Ah, okay. Okay, so that's one morning. Also, there's no point in waiting around, and then
that was the first thing that happened.
Ah, fine. In which case, let's go, quick.
Okay, so this afternoon we'll wander off and see if we can find her, if everybody's in the court.
Okay, so you all meet up for lunch and then decide to head off where?
Isendale thought it was northwest, I believe, of Bridgeport. So that sort of direction, where she got her inkling from.
I believe it was here on this map.
What was the significance of George's Mud, Stony Ground?
They are two farm properties which you currently own.
Yeah. We'll go by them then. Because they're kind of on the way and we want to check them out. That took out our small holding.
Okay. Well, Stony Ground is probably the most easiest to get to. Take you an hour or so to get there. There's a track. There is a small holding with a house and a guy with some cows and stuff. Some fields and pigs and chickens.
Yep.
A whole bunch of children, farm wife, the whole kit.
It looks as I would expect.
Well,
for a farm, healthy farm.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the fact that, the land could be a bit better. You now realise why it's called Stony Ground. There are big bits of rock everywhere. The field of grain isn't so much a field of grain as bits of grain with rock in it.
Fields of rock with a few wheat growing out of it.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly just use a horse and plow.
Okay. Isendale will inspect the fields and Wolf will go up to the farmer or whoever seems to want to talk. Hello!
Oh, yeah.
I'm your new landlord.
Right you are, sir.
How's things? How's life out here?
Oh, you in right way, you, sir? Don't worry, nothing going on around here.
I look around for
now I am, what's the word? Nothing going on around here, look away. Now I really am suspicious.
So, all is good, is it?
Why are you just spitting around since the orcs, are you? Yeah.
Since the orcs. That's interesting.
No more beastmen around here in the last month or so.
Not since that light battle that I heard about over there. No, I ain't seen none of those like them people. You know, walking the left and, you know, stuff like. Have I told you about the cow?
I cast tons.
Okay. Does that just allow you to talk like that? Just allow you to understand his gibberish?
Yeah.
I believe it's too late.
Okay. You find out that there were loads of beastmen around here a while back. He hasn't seen any in the last month.
Has he seen any signs of evil druidesses? But I won't say that, but I'll try to lead up to that. Any weird stuff going on in the forest to the northwest? Strange beasts.
Well, he doesn't really go into the forest much. But the elves occasionally come down this way. And they have said that there are beasts up there.
I wander up to you and hand you something from the party treasure. We got this from the Garrulus. It's a powder that will soften earth and stone. Sprinkled thinly, it may make some of his land more pliable.
Yeah.
Not pliable is the word. We have two workable. Tillable, there is a friable. There's a proper word for it, but you know what I mean.
Swidgy.
So I don't think anyone will object to you helping out your new minions.
I agree with you. Apart from, I don't actually think it's going to make a great difference because the volume it can do is not that great.
It's 10 square feet per level. It's
got to do the couple of feet, otherwise he's got a bit of earth on top of rock.
You affect a 10-foot square area per level of the caster to a depth of 1 to 4 feet.
Alright.
That would at least give him a couple of nice allotments he can grow some better stuff.
I wouldn't step there if I were young, and the stone over there, and that fire. You're rabbiting on about, you know, don't tell her not to stand there, that's where the cow peed a couple of moments ago. That's a very fine hat she's wearing. Have I told you about the hat I've had?
But Lady Freya, I think that's where the cow shat. So, I take your two sachets and I shall produce them to the bar, offer them to the barber. Sprinkle this very carefully over the land and it will soften the earth and so you should be able to grow more.
Right you are. I'm sure this will do an excellent job of next harvest. I shall carefully place it there you are, sir.
These are magical powders.
Does it come with beans as well?
No.
I'm going to worry about giants, right?
Do you have to provide the beans? This will soften the earth, I say, keeping a stone. It'll get rid of all your stones.
Some of your stones.
You can just come out, and I outline the air of the field. About that much.
Oh, I see. Suppose we get some tatties in there.
That's exactly right. Give him a veg patch.
It should be able to be survived.
So I suppose I'll be seeing more of you then.
Well, not too much more, but some of me.
Well, would you be requiring the turkey for Harvest Festival?
Absolutely, that sounds like a glorious idea.
When the old man kicked the bucket, I wasn't really in a position to be able to provide the normal fatted goose and all that, but...
Yeah, a beast once a year for the Harvest Festival. Sounds good.
There you are. Have I told you about this wall over here?
I look at the wall.
Oh, yeah, the wall needs a bit more... At least that goes and shows you how it's making a wall.
Just as good, like the guy from, Clarkson's Farm, who no one
can understand. Gerald.
Gerald, isn't it?
It's fascinating, I say, edging away towards the other farm. It's edging towards the forest. There's only so much farming that can take. Right, I think we're done here, I say loudly.
Yeah, he occasionally sees elves. He don't go into the forest because basically it's dangerous. This bit of the forest, he goes and collects mushrooms and they do that sort of stuff. But they wouldn't go in the forest over here.
Big bad forest. Okay.
That's where we should go next. Is that the cave? Does he know a cave in there?
Does he know of a cave? There's quite a large cave northwest.
Excellent.
There's a valley and there's a kind of cave at the end of it.
Alright, the valley of the cave at the end of it. This is useful.
I quiz him for good directions. Thank you.
It's far enough away that he's never actually been himself. He'd probably tell you that, witches be there and things like that. Go there.
Excellent.
Perfect. He'd probably got a grand name for it, Snaggletooth's mouth or something.
Snaggletooth's mouth, okay. Do you know how the people at George's Mud are doing? Are they all right?
He's a bit of a Ponzi git. He's
right.
He keeps buying stuff like a new plough and stuff. Keeps ruining it. Knocking over his shed by trying to get it in. That sort of stuff.
Is this plough made by the ancient and well-respected plough manufacturers, Mr. L. Ambergini?
Yeah, something like that. Painted red as well.
Sure, it's more Mr. John Deere.
Yeah. Clarkson would never buy a John Deere. Actually, he probably has bought a John Deere, but he'd never.
He may not use it anymore, but he probably bought one to start with because that's what everybody buys.
Fucking big. The tractors, the big tractors are enormous. You wouldn't believe how big they are.
Right, we shall move off and follow the directions that he's given us to the valley of the...
Okay. It's pretty much wilderness going that direction.
Excellent. Isn't there able to give us some guidance? Where the valley and whatever might be?
Well, I would think, yeah, Isabel and Jeff takes a vehicle.
Cool.
Navigate the problem to not too much problem.
I shall wander along cautiously. Is Robin coming with us on this one? Or is Bjarni along?
Bjarni.
Oh, do we have the pleasure of both?
Robin specifically said that he wasn't going to go anywhere near Lady Deirdre because he scared the shit out of him.
Yep.
I think that's... And yet he wants to go down the delve.
Well, he doesn't know how dangerous it is yet, so...
Whereas he does know how dangerous Deirdre is.
It might just be avarice. He might just want money or something.
Yeah.
But he's a thief. What would he...
Okay, well, Isandel's leading, so I suppose you can do a tracking?
It's a survival, I think. If
survival,
you're...
isn't it?
Yeah, if you've got the tracking edge.
Survival roll. I'm pretty good at that, too.
Bears do it in the woods, as we know.
Absolutely.
22 from her. She rolled 20.
I might be able to beat that.
No, 33.
Well, I can't beat that.
Yeah. You don't actually have the tracking edge, do you, Pete? No, I was talking about Jestix.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so, well, Isandel effectively leads, I assume, with you backseat drivers basically pointing out where she goes wrong.
Yeah.
She got 22. Wasn't crap.
Yeah, but when someone gets 30, you see, like, I wouldn't have gone around that large log that way, I'd have gone on this side, wouldn't it? I mean, there's firmer ground on this side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a point.
These tiles are not quite ratioed right.
It's all right. They're good enough.
Yeah.
I know the joy of making the assorted tiles and things.
Really? What did I get wrong? They're overlapping as well. Oh well. I'm pretty sure I got the ratios right. Oh, I didn't resize these ones, did I? Oh, stupid boy. That's that big. Very annoying. Oh.
What's oh?
Well, I'm just looking at once I've resized, and the ratio is just fractionally different.
It's a very nice set of maps. I was looking for cave maps a while back and didn't find anything half as good as that.
These
Where
are...
do you find your maps from?
These are... What's the company called? Heroic
Survey.
Maps. Heroic Maps. They're from Drive-Thru. I think that's because the original size isn't right. I should have played this earlier, shouldn't I? Just going to annoy me now. I did an amateur job on resizing the tiles.
Well, if you're doing amateur jobs, we won't pay you.
worth every penny.
That is true. As we get close, I'm going to cast some spells.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming that you've come to the point where you might see something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so...
I cast the usual party telepathy.
So,
you haven't gone up a level to get more people, have you?
Me?
Mm.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I don't think so. I'm just checking.
I didn't improve it, so obviously I'm still out somehow. Well,
me plus five. Oh, sorry, Dave.
I assume we can put up with it for the moment.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah. Some kind of spot roll, I think.
Well, we've got the 50. Monk for that.
50.
I couldn't get that in a month of Sundays.
Why do I even ask?
I do wonder, given my base is 32.
Oh, Jesus H.
24.
How do interest, why so good?
Because I've got a lot of wisdom. I've got some other stuff that gives me lots of bonuses. And I put lots of points to it from the beginning because I got the bracelet of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if I can use that to stop us getting killed, it's probably a good investment.
I like that. I like your style. I'm not complaining. I'm just impressed by why you put it up to 32.
I've got 37 as well. So, not as good, but...
Goodness.
Bad. I've both got 10.
This is spot, is it?
Yeah.
Just because I've got to see if I can outdo Wolf. 18! Hurrah! In itself, not bad, but... I'm looking under the bushes where you're looking over the top, you see.
Ah.
I have a different view.
Actually, we've got no Ahum with us today because he's learning this spell. So you can include Isildur, I think.
Excellent. I shall do.
And we've all got Hero's Feast on us, by the way.
Oh, lovely. I always enjoy my Hero's Feast in the morning.
Mm.
Okay, yep, so me and five, it's Isildur, welcome. This is what it, I'm sorry for the some of the chatter here is a little, there's a few unguarded thoughts always expressed. I try to ignore them.
Not my first time being with you, she says.
Yeah.
That's a completely different ratio. Right. So, I'm assuming you're coming along here somewhere. Yeah?
well,
it doesn't work Bjarni, whichever direction.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter to Bjarni. I mean, I'm not stealthy or anything.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Yep. I'm not assuming you're stealthy at this moment. I'm assuming you're, you know, you've just got your spot everything druid, waiting to. Oh, over there, there's some movement.
Yeah.
500 yards away. It was an ant.
Is it a dangerous ant?
Yes.
But don't forget, you get extra hit points with your.
Damn, I didn't win.
What?
As a competition in Canada, I thought I was going to absolutely be a shoo-in for. It's a fat bear week. I sent them lots of pictures of me fat and bear.
Okay. There is some giant insectoid type creature from where you currently are, Jestix, so I assume Jestix is actually in front of you all.
Well, probably beside Isendale.
Yeah. What's the plan?
There's some stuff up ahead.
Excellent.
Large insectoid creatures.
Oh, okay. We could try to... Does anyone want to charm or talk to them just in case they're nice, or shall we just assume they're in bugs to be crushed and hope that we have the capacity to do so?
I'm not sure if I can charm. I can do charm animal, but so I'll just have a look at the spell, see what the conditions are.
You're the druid, and I'm whilst obviously very happy to unpack my toolkit, you may prefer something, more subtle against creatures who may well be considered neutral and not evil, or they just happen to be in our way. I could try a noisy shout and see if that will make them scuttle off.
Well, I'm thinking about it. The paladin could do a detect evil, see if they are evil.
Yeah.
I have to get within 60 feet of them.
All right. One animal, so that's given I can see.
At least double that distance away at the moment.
Yeah. I could potentially charm one, see where I've got readily available. Hold animal. I think that's probably a single target as well, one animal.
Huge segmented insect with slender legs, sharp claw emerging from the tough, chitinous brown shell, glistening black eyes.
Sounds evil to me.
They don't look proper as far as you're concerned either.
Ah.
Can we have some sort of roll to try and determine what manner of they might be?
Well, you're 120 foot away.
Yeah. But, you know.
You're wrong, but you know, it's going to be a big negative.
I start sneaking slowly and cautiously.
I've got three spells that I could use, but they're all fairly close range and they only affect one creature at a time.
I have a I can happily welly in with a. I've got one I really want to try. How long is 60 feet on this scale, Dave?
12
12.
That's 60 foot. There too.
Might not be able to get them all, but I can have a go.
How intelligent do you think these things are, Justice?
I would guess animal. But that's, I would guess that if they were not unusual, if they were normal creatures of this size, I'd expect them to be insect intelligence, really.
If you want, we could set up an ambush and I will do an illusion to draw them towards us.
Well, we don't know they're going to attack.
Well, if I walk forwards, we'll find out one way or the other.
Yep.
I intend to try out a shout special effect, but I have to be within 6 feet, so I might just go invisible and follow along behind. Oh, and while we have a limited telepathy, I reckon I've used what you call it table leg enough times that someone's going to try and steal it. So. I'm going to use another identification word if we ever have to use vocal communication. If not, most of the time, if it's just us on the mental chat, you know it's me.
What other vocal word?
I haven't thought of a good one yet.
Tabletop.
Okay, tabletop. So I'll say tabletop. The enemies who have been watching us and scrying on us will say table leg and you can smack them. Yep.
Is Wolf doubtfully that he'll remember this subtle distinction? But yeah.
He won't, but that's the cunning plan. We will not remember the cunning distinction and we'll just get them confused.
Yep. Anyway, I'm casting one of my invisibilities for the day.
arm.
And
so I am looking for a particular book which I am.
Didn't have open.
Yeah. And I don't want to go downstairs and go and get it. We have to.
Okay. I've knocked a prestidigitation off my spell lists. I cast it this morning.
Okay, so they don't seem to react. They're scuttling about, doing, you know, beetly things. Well, they're not beetles, but you know what I mean.
Insect, yeah. Creature-like things looking for food underneath rocks. Yeah.
So you're currently just looking. I suppose you look a bit longer. Anyone else going to look?
Yeah, then you're trying to determine what manner of creature they are, so you'll sneak over for a while.
Okay, so she sneaks a bit and then does a knowledge nature?
If she thinks so, yeah, natural physics, you'll get one of those.
Yes, 24. Well, she recognised them as being, you know, ank hags. A kind of insectoid burrowing creature. But they're about twice the size that they should be. They seem to be kind of like black pustule type stuff all over them.
These would be indicative of what? Malaise or
poison? Some kind of disease or
disease, okay.
Corruption or something.
Corrupted, disease, giant ankates.
Yep.
Sounds like a fun experience.
I say we take off and nuke them from orbit.
So what did you say, Pete?
Assuming they have tremor sense, I think I'm going to try my best to walk without pattern.
Away.
A hop, skip, and a jump away.
Exactly.
Okay, so, well. She wants to move away.
There'll be more underground, perhaps, if they're in Hague.
Well, yeah, you think that could be true? She certainly does.
Well, given we're going to a cave.
Okay. It seems like we're going to go forward and snag them, so we'll just before this starts, cast a spell on the group.
Okay. There's definitely something weird about them. I mean, that's about as illusions. You're going to get. You're going to get from 100 yards away.
Everybody ready?
Fly overhead. They're renowned for their burrowing, not their jumping.
Well, we will find out once the bear moves and
Okay. Are we feeling like initiative time? Are we ready for initiative? Bear seems to have gone walking forward, so let's say that that's initiative.
I can't change just as the bear is about to start walking forward.
So. Okay. I'm walking forward at the same pace as Watchfoot.
A roll of 20, if I can keep up. And their initiative is -3.
Mine's 9.
Fifteen.
Wolf.
Wolf is 23.
Ooh, the blonde bear won the fat bear competition. Blondes do have more fun.
And 16 bears ago.
See, it's racism, then. You should have been a black bear.
I think it's a blonde black bear.
It's even worse. It's Michael Jackson.
it's an Oreo.
Right, okay. So, Wolf, you did something just as Bjorni was walking forward, yeah?
I cast a spell.
Okay, so you cast the spell, Bjorni's walked forward, yeah? Still
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Right.
There's probably two that might just see you, Pete. I think. Yeah, they notice you.
I'm going to watch what is this. Oops.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. It notices you. Trundles towards you.
You're trundling towards him with pincers going.
And there'll be a certain amount of clack, 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 clack. Huh? So, what was that, Pete?
Does it look like it's coming towards Pete, towards Bjarni aggressively?
Oh, yeah. Clack, 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 clack.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, I think that answers the question as to whether they're hostile or not.
Yeah. I think we were going to be no matter what. Driven insane by their bubos.
Now you get to see them, Pete. They are not symmetrical. They're warped.
They're chaos, Anheg. They're in the wrong game.
As long as they don't explode on death.
Oh, they're going to. Now you said it.
Or reflect all spells. Two of my favourite chaos spells.
What's the easiest way to measure which is 30 foot?
Pick it up and move it.
But there isn't it. Choose Lady Rochelle just to make sure. Why is that watch to me? Because she's not got it set. Not quite. I think this one is.
It's fitted with a laser, obviously.
Right. This anti-egg, Ankh-Egg, launches some spit acid type thing at you.
It's definitely been stolen.
This is like the second monster in the monster manual thing.
It is indeed.
Yes, it's just that it spits acid and it's chaotically warped. It's giving us bad memories from a different campaign.
Yeah. So you get a reflex 28 for half.
That's actually quite... That's actually a significant target. Reflex 28. Okay, here goes. I make it still, barely. Success.
Okay, and that means you don't actually get damaged, doesn't it?
I roll underneath its spume of regurgitated stomach juices.
Okay, so there's something particularly nasty about this acid that comes squirting towards you. Yeah. And it burns into the ground, leaving a stain as it goes past you.
Hissing and smoke come from
hissing,
it.
Hissing, smoking, yeah.
Nice.
Well, this one will do a double move and get to here. That's the end of its go. Actually, it could be a charge, couldn't it?
Yep.
And what's its...
Reach.
Reach.
If it can charge for undergrowth.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I'll say it's actually not here instead.
So there'll just be two spitting at him next time.
Yeah.
Mars attacks.
Are the others charging in?
Or meandering in?
I should have changed that colour, shouldn't I? It's a bit pain to spot them.
Love the flumps.
There we go. It's now set. Right, so, probably, unless anyone's high up, they probably don't see these weird-ass creatures who come over the top. Instant out.
You're going to shoot one of the ankhags repeatedly.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Any which particular one she wants to do?
She'll go for the one.
That
one. 31.
AC 31.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Bounces off extremely hard looking skin.
Point, 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 point.
31.
Mm. She communicates this bugger to the rest of the group.
They have natural 9. But yeah.
They're hard to hit.
Well, they're easy to hit, they're hard to hurt.
Okay, that's her.
Okay. Freya.
Oh, just because I'm tempted, I need to move a short distance and then cast a spell. Or shall I do a... I assume we don't want a wall of force.
Not really.
No.
Not yet.
Not that you put it through the middle of one.
I'm just trying to work out. Yeah. I move to there, which is about 10-foot move, and then I cast a spell, which is a hideous waste of a spell, but I've been waiting to use it. And I cast a 60-foot cone of sound.
That's going to attract their attention, isn't it?
A shout.
Over here!
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
A cone.
Greatest
cone.
How long is it?
60 feet. It is a greater shout, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Assuming that's what your aim is to get these two.
Just see how. I've never used it. I want to see what happens.
Okay, do they get some kind of save?
They do. A DC 31 fortitude. For partial.
Okay. Twenty and 33.
Oh, one of them gets a partial save. So let me just find out.
Only death in one ear.
Yep.
Invulnerable to all Freya attacks. Oh, don't read that bit. I promise you, Monty could whip that.
Yeah. Okay, they are stunned for one round, deafened for 4d6, and they take 14d6 damage. Give me a second. I'm just trying to work out what the. If they make it, I'll tell you. It's 10d6 damage if they don't, and it is.
No, if they don't.
A creature in the cone can negate the stunning and halve the damage and duration of deafness. So
one's not stunned, but he's deaf and takes half so of the 10d6.
So 10d6 damage to our beloveds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
One is stunned and deaf. Yeah?
Yeah. And one is deaf.
And one is deaf.
They're both deaf. Okay. It's 32 points of damage full, 60 in half. One is stunned, and they are both deaf.
16.
Okay. I hope that will take out their tremors.
How long is the stun for?
It is for 4d6 rounds, halved. So do you want me to roll that and then halve it for the other guy, or do you want to roll it?
I thought you can't stun them if they make it.
It's deaf. They're not. So he's
forget
not
the deafness. Forget the I was hoping deafness. They're just deaf for the rest of the combat. So the one that's stunned, there was something like a d4.
It's going to be a stun for a round.
Okay, stun to go around, no problem. So stunned and deaf. Right, so that was a lot of noise you just made there, no problem. Freya.
Yeah, that was Freya.
Oh, sorry, Jestix.
I will run and attack this one. Who's stunned and deaf, so he can't attack me.
That's true, he can't do an attack of opportunity against you, which I was just going to check.
We shall see, that's a 42 to hit.
Okay, and he'll lose his dex.
Yep.
Which makes no difference. You still hit.
I thought you said make his armor class go up.
Well, actually, technically, yes, but I'm not sure it works that way.
I feel it.
That's 19 damage.
I thought they had. I'm pretty sure they had damage reduction. Yes. So you do have damage reduction. It's just that my calculator thing didn't do the damage reduction on this one. The hit dice is that, so the damage reduction will be that. 10 points of damage reduction unless you're hitting with magic.
Which I am.
Oh, okay. No problems. How much damage was that?
19.
So that will be him up to 50.
Is he dead yet?
No.
No.
Okay, just checking, there's no kind of like damage effect. No. Okay, back round to the beginning of the round. Wolf.
Wolf will scrabble around and get out his pack of cards for the next round. But he will do a inspire courage on everybody.
That's a +3, isn't it?
Up the +3, yeah.
Yeah. The anti-ems, thank you.
equal opportunity.
Right, so, Bjorni.
If I take a 5-foot step, am I within 10 foot of Ant Heg 2?
It's 30 foot from you.
Okay.
That's the centre of it, isn't it? Right. 25 foot away from it.
I'll charge it then. Get my +2.
Okay, it will attack of opportunity you. Unless you're going to...
That's fine.
Yeah, have you got... whatever it is.
10-foot reach?
No. Tumble.
Tumble? What's that then?
That would be funny to see.
Actually, if you've got a 10-foot reach, you don't need to cross...
It's attack of opportunity reach.
Yeah. Right, I'll charge up to 10 foot away and smack it. Right. I may as well just do a full attack then. No, sorry, a single attack.
Yeah.
I'll do a 9-point power attack and hope for the best.
You saw what... Didn't hit with a 31.
32.
That's a squeak. You make it.
That's the magic number.
Oh. That is the magic number.
Isn't Dally's pissed?
Rob says he's a Rob.
Okay. So, these aren't evil, I take it?
Well, you don't know.
Well, my sword will know, so... I want to know how much many dice.
Does it? I suppose it might have done its detect evil for you. Kill them.
Okay. I'll assume that means it is a full.
Well, you do need to choose whether you're going to smite or not.
No, I'm not smiting. It's just that my sword is holy, so it does an extra 2d6 damage against evil things.
Okay. Right. I'll after you've rolled it, I'll tell you.
So you want me to roll it without the extra 2d6?
Go on, you add it.
Make a mind up, for goodness sake, I've got dice.
Just making it suspense, giving a little bit of suspense. Am I not evil?
Acid spitting.
All right, so... It is 62 points of damage.
All that does go through. So it would be 78. still there. There you go. Well, it loudly goes, and so and then attacks you. So it's great big claw-like, not claws, more. Juts forward with some kind of like vile-looking poisony type thing on it.
Did we miss full four?
No.
It's first.
This is the beginning. I roll a natural 20 P.
Very nice.
With a 16 follow-up, which means it would get 45.
Yeah. I think that's a hit.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been if I'd been smiting it, but there you go.
So it's a crit as well, isn't it? So that'd be 24 rolled damage.
24 damage. Not
too bad. And the bonus is 36 twice.
72.
And 9 points of vial damage. Mm-hmm. Okay. It counts as ordinary damage. You just can't heal it.
Interesting. Okay.
So you have to keep a separate count of your vial damage.
All right. So that was how much? 72 plus 9 plus 24. So 72 plus 24 is 96 plus 9 is 105 points of damage.
That's damn terrible.
Oh, that was a pain in the ass to do on this thing. How much damage, how many bonus hit points do we get from the Hero's Feast?
Your con plus 2d10.
Con plus
2d10. Is it that much?
I think it's a con plus 2d10.
That's my other spell, my other bard.
No, the feast we're talking about.
Hero's Feast.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't think it's quite that much, but it might be right. You're immune to poison, by the way.
I know.
They're not poison. Mild damage is not poison.
No, fair enough.
It's the book I can't find because I left it downstairs because I was reading it. It's like the book of
vile darkness.
Extremely evil stuff.
D8 plus 9.
Vile damage isn't healed by ordinary magic.
D8 plus 9.
Yeah.
Plus 9.
Yeah.
Because he's whatever level.
Yeah, it's half my level and I'm 18th level. Spell
D8 plus 9.
Oh, and by the way, the two who were damaged get slightly better.
Okay. And they're healing. That's lovely. Ouch, I say. Genuinely surprised that I... Oh, I forgot my 10-point damage resistance. Genuinely surprised that I took so much damage.
And horrified in some cases.
Yeah, not that it matters in this case. The vial also, I think, bypasses DR.
That's okay. The rest of it didn't.
Yeah. Okay, so the weird ass flump things, which those of you high enough might see, seem to be flying towards you.
They're flying. Excellent.
Well, ordinary flumps can fly. Well, float. They can float. But they're weird ass jellyfish like things, shall we say. Not that you've ever heard of a flump.
We died.
Okay, I think I've moved all my guys, isn't it?
Some crick in there, and try unleashing into the Anke that's just 8 beyond me. So 32 is the magic number, is it?
Yep.
So a hit, a crit, I think this is. Are they affected by cold?
As far as I can tell. You just go and check the template. Although they are a bit like fiendish creatures, they are affected by cold.
So the first arrow does 23 damage. They got DR10, do they?
Yeah, it's not a magic arrow.
I did a magic arrow, so.
Just 23, yep.
Second one. 61 damage. 59 damage, right?
So, if I'd done my maths right, that'd be 160 in total. It looks very badly hurt.
Good.
Is that it?
Yep.
Which one's badly hurt? Is the one with Anheg 1?
Anheg 2.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Anheg 1 had to stay where it was, but it won't be stunned at the end of it, this go, so we'll take off that stun. Right. Freya.
They're quite I'm struggling with the scale here. They are, they're quite a distance apart, aren't they?
Yes.
Currently.
Okay. Whether they are all approaching. How far apart? I'm just going to leave my. I'm going to just move. Use myself as a. What do you call it? As a measure. No, 10. Just me. That's 20. That's 20. And that's 50.
I think that's a 50-foot circle, if that matters,
huh? No, I think unfortunately, all the good stuff like chain lightning is 30 feet, and so a 30-foot circle. Have you got a 30-foot circle?
No, but I can make one.
I think there's just not enough. I might just get the three here, and but no, these guys over here will not. They're just miles away. Sorry, I'm just should have measured beforehand, but it's... is it, have you got a, have we got one, Dave, or shall I...
Yeah,
he's just doing cool. It.
Yep.
Hey, well, that's 30 foot.
So if you centre on one, he can bear... Yeah, it, the most I can get there is two, isn't it?
No, if you centre on this one...
You can get three.
Ooh, yeah.
So, okay.
Fireball in the middle of them.
Fireball's only 20 foot radius. Oh, it's 40. That'd be slightly bigger, wouldn't it? But, so if I put a 40 in that should be enough. No, a 40 foot diameter, 20 foot. It's 20 foot radius.
Yeah, but that circle is 60 foot radius. 60
yeah.
Foot diameter, so 30 foot radius.
So they're just too far away, really. I can get. It's just a case of choosing lightning or fire for it. So let's just pop a fireball in to see how they react to it. So a fireball for 1, 2, and 3. So kind of centered, if I can.
That's
2 feet. It's 30 feet, but pardon? If you can make it 20, be useful. Yeah. So we'll kind of center it there. Make sure we get the get Anheg 2, and the others. Yeah.
Okay.
The two Anheg in combat are the...
So they all get reflexes roll, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a reflex saving throw of 26 to halve.
Okay, they need an at 20. Oh, one of them does get it. In fact...
Blimey.
Anheg 1, in fact, gets the at 20.
Oh, so he gets halved. Okay, so that would be, if it's not halved, it's 46, and if it's otherwise, it's 23.
And 23,
yeah.
Okay, Anheg 2 dies.
There you go, Bjarni, take a small breather. There's plenty more where that came from. If you want to...
Yes.
I will make a small tactical move backwards and hide in a bush.
I will beat on Anheg 1. The first blow will be a stunning fist blow. which gets enough to succeed. And then the second blow succeeds, third blow succeeds, fourth blow misses, and fifth blow misses.
Seems AC of 32 is not high enough.
Good God.
I've
just
6 times out of 8 so far,
Brindle,
so.
24 plus.
A whole monster might be useful if anyone can do it.
Fortunately, your wizard is not here.
24 plus 36, 60 damage and a save against Stunning Fist.
Versus Stunning Fist, which is probably a will roll, I imagine.
Reflex. Just a second off. I literally looked it up and then I walked away.
Or could be Fortitude.
It's Fortitude. And it is DC 26.
Ah. Not interested. Right, round 3, I believe. Wolf.
Wolf moves.
Of course, just to taunt the players.
Johan White.
He's not there. He's not there. I know you want him to be there.
He moves forward a bit and does inspire greatness in himself, Yarni, Jestix, and...
I'm quite close.
Yeah, I know. It might benefit you. It would benefit
Yeah. Oh, definitely. She's actually going to be fighting, so go for it.
So, yeah, it's by greatness. So
it's crashed, dudes.
No!
No! It's still going for me, but that doesn't mean it's not going to stop any second. Oh, yes, there it goes.
So, when we get it back, Inspired Greatness, you get 2d10 plus your con bonus. This is what you're referring to. The food is different. 2d10 plus con, and you get plus 2 confidence bonus to hit on attack rolls, and plus 1 confidence bonus on fortitude saves.
Was that plus what on hits?
Plus 2.
This is not it.
He moves and does well, that's it. Or fighting, does he?
So, we just had that it actually stayed the damage. So, this one blew up.
Yeah.
Fireball spell. How much damage did Freya do?
46.
And this one had saved, hadn't he?
Yeah.
So 23.
And then I did a further 60 to it.
And Wolf did some greatness thing, and then it was Bjorni's go.
Do you want help, Jestix?
Well, I could do it not hitting me, but I don't think you can help on that front.
Yeah, but I might be able to distract it by doing lots of damage to it, so...
Yeah, you might as well kill it. If you can kill it, that'll be good.
Right. How far away am I from it? 25, apparently. That's annoying. So, I'll charge it. Still with a 9-point power attack.
You could probably, you might be able to pull that up now if you can, because you've got an extra 2 confidence bonus to hit.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make it an 11-point power attack then. How much do I want again? No, I'll make it 11-point power attack. Let's go! Normal hit. Doing...69 points of damage.
Wow. Ouch.
That's a nice roll with 96 as well.
69.
Yeah,
192. Yeah. 192, okay. This one is now... It would be 70 feet first, 69, bit of a mouthful. That one is toast too.
Thank you.
No problem. Glad to be of service.
Defeat or evade, boys?
Well, we'll decide that when we decide, because they're gonna, it's their move next.
I know, but which would you rather, you know, or which would you prefer? Yeah, because I can blow the shit out of them or try to trap them and force wall them into kind of, you know, approaching you one by one or something.
Unless you're going to cast a whole shed load of force walls.
I'm down to my last 15.
Yeah, but that's 15 rounds, which is going to give them more than enough time. If you can cast 15 at once, fair enough, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But doing them one at a time... It's hard to corral 4 monsters at once with only one at a time.
Yeah, especially if they're not running over a bridge.
Right, so... my go...
Has anyone seen the flumps?
Probably not.
Isabel is flying, isn't she?
No.
I know.
So, she doesn't fly normally because she can't fly for long.
Yeah.
Aha.
Did you lay on hands, Pete?
Yes, I did. Thank you for reminding me anyway. Because I always forget.
Is that as far as it could move, or is it just wandering in?
I'm assuming it's going through difficult terrain, so I can't just move it.
Oh, cool.
It's like a panzer tank.
In Ukrainian mud.
Can I have a chance to spot the flumps? Now they got.
I would think so, yes. Certainly the ones over here you would spot. They also have a hide. Oh no, that's not the anti-eggs. That's the hide. I'm assuming that they move silently, hiding as they fly. So you're going to need something in the region of 20.
46.
Yes. Actually, this one probably will be more. Freya, you could possibly see the ones over here. Not your go yet, but we'll wait for that. So, yes, go for it because it will...
I would mention it to everybody.
I do mention these.
What do they look like they're doing?
They're flying over the top of the hill. They're flying over the top of the trees coming towards you.
What altitude are they flying?
About 5 foot over the top of the tree.
Okay. And fairly slow?
So they're 30 foot up, say, for the moment.
Yeah.
Slow and wafting towards us, or rushing in like fast seagulls?
Fast seagulls, sort of speed.
They're definitely moving faster than the Anhegs.
Okay. I will...
If you have knowledge dungeoneering, Tim, on your go, you can roll that.
No, I don't have it.
Is that one and that one within 30 feet? Also, that one.
Well, and you can wait until they've had a bite first.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
They've lost their numbering, haven't they? None of these have been hurt, though, have they? No, so that was Anteg 3, I believe. Q was 4, 5, 6. So Anteg 3 spits acid. Getting both of you two. Okay.
It's quite a high DC, wasn't it? 28?
28. Jestix and Yawning.
Well, we've got a plus from... Yep, I make it.
I assume you have the evasion stupid thing.
Oh, yes.
I make it too.
I think that is an overpowered ability.
It may be an overpowered ability, but it was one of the most expensive of my magic items.
And it was cheap as a feat for me.
As a feat, it's cheap.
And it's even cheaper when you get improved evasion.
Yeah. Okay, so another
vial. Burning us.
Acid squirt goes across both of you. Both of you somehow missed.
I just get a few drips on my fur which burn away.
The other two, Anteg 5 is within, I think, 10 foot of you.
Good.
So it will bite you. Anteg 4 isn't quite close enough to Jestix.
The word few spring to mind.
But I could say it is, just because...
Am I being that horrid to you on a Monday night that you're feeling vindictive now?
Yes.
Throwing in humongous quantities of stuff.
34 to hit me.
Wow.
That actually misses me. Hurrah.
Okay. So this gigantic fang thing . Oh, I forgot something, didn't I?
Like adding your values on.
Don't worry, I'll use it another time. Damn. I found something. I'll wait for another go. Right. Misses you. The flumps have moved up. Yeah, that's the minute of my go, isn't it? Isn't it?
So you're going to shoot some flumps. Doesn't know what they are. Weird.
We don't know if they're friendly.
Well, they're coming in with the Anhegs. They're not friendly.
Do we know? Yeah. Cool.
Safe bit.
She'll start off on the one on the left and work her way along, depending on how quickly they go or not.
So, the one I'm marking flump one, yeah?
Flump one, yeah. So, high 40s.
What?
To hit.
46.
46? Yeah, you hit.
And then second one is...
Well, do your damage.
Okay.
Just to give us some context.
So 20 damage. Which includes 3 cold.
Okay. Magic, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so total amount of damage, sorry?
20.
That's from the first arrow.
Yeah. All hits.
Okay. AC 30.
Hits.
Okay. Oh dear. 18 damage.
Okay. Yep.
And then the last one is...
You are hasty, aren't you?
I am, but I have forgotten that. AC 28 for the...
Yeah, still hits.
And 24 damage, and then my hasted attack, thank you. Yeah. We'll do 23 damage. Still going.
Might not be.
I missed one.
Four flumps. So 780-something. 85 is my guess.
Sounds about right.
Oh. It's still floating there.
How, I don't know, because all that weight of arrows sticking into it should have pulled it to the ground.
Yeah. Okay, Jestix. Sorry, Freya. Howard, Freya.
Okay, yep. Let me just measure these two. If I do a chain lightning starting on Anhex 5, can it get Anhex 6? Edge to edge, they're easily within 30, but front to front, centre to centre, perhaps not. So, don't know.
And you need edge to edge because that's how close they are, isn't it?
Yeah. Good point. But I thought I would ask. Anyway, I'll chain lightning and Anhex 5, please.
20 foot circle?
No, it's 30 foot steps.
Point to point from the centre. The guy in the centre is 30 feet, so it's this guy here, Anhex 5. And it's basically, it shocks. So someone's going to get hit in the tentacles.
Okay, so I imagine there's some kind of save.
Is indeed. That's a chain lightning, it's a reflex, and hang on, a DC 29 reflex to halve. So the first guy gets 16 D6, and everyone else gets half.
So, I'm assuming you think you've got 3, 4, and 6.
Yes.
Really bad reflexes rolls. Fail, fail.
Okay, well, I'll do the 16d6 first. This is the first 10. The first 10 is 35. And then I need 6 more. 6 more is 23, so that's 58.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Okay, 58 in 28. Okay.
Yeah, so and
number 5.
Then it's 80.
Isn't it half that for everything else?
Okay.
Yeah.
It, as she says, yeah, halved.
Yeah.
For everyone else.
So that's
25, 29.
So 65.
And I will move under a tree and hide.
Okay. Jestix.
I will tumble into Anheg 4. Okay. Successfully. And then I will thwack it one with a stunning fist.
Anheg 5 isn't showing any damage at the moment from that one. Don't know if it...
It's this.
Okay, just my hover.
Oh, sorry, no, you're quite right. That should be 50-something, shouldn't it? 56?
56, yeah.
Yeah. 58.
56? 58.
Saved
it somehow. Right.
Yep, I'm hitting it, which I miss.
Hey. Okay. You tumble in and you miss.
Yep.
Round 4. Wolf.
How high off the ground are these clumps?
30 feet or more. Where are the trees?
They're not bright yellow, by the way.
They're just that, so you can see them on the background.
Yeah. What do they look like as we get a bit closer?
They look horribly pustulated, corrupted,
flumps.
Large flumps.
Okay.
Kind of strange floating disc things with two kind of floppy antenna and kind of like tentacly leg bits below.
Okay. Can he have a roll to see if he knows what creatures they are?
Knowledge dungeoneering?
Yeah. Okay, he will fling down, he move a bit. And then he's going to fling down a card in front of the flumps. Attack the flumps. Or attack our enemies.
What are you putting down?
I'm putting down a... Owner of deck. B!
It teleports you there or something.
I think it's... mirror image of me, like an illusion of wolf. So a second wolf appears, it's up there.
Wow.
Well, that will get their attention briefly.
Give it a different colour. Okay. Their second wolf, for some reason, appears there. Bjorni.
Right. I will get a full attack at long last. I'll start on Ankeg 5. Then we progress from there. Right. A miss, a hit, and a miss. So, just to check the threat is a crit. Alright, so first blow does 108 points of damage.
Wow.
Is it still
Yes. Technically, right. It's still alive.
166.
The next blow does there 49 points of damage.
Another 49 points of damage.
215.
Okay, and yet again, Bjorni smashes this creature.
I cleave into Ankeg.
Three.
And take three, please. You
attack for it, which is a hit. Doing 62 points of damage, and then my last hit does 52 points of damage.
Okay.
Done.
And you have been. Okay.
Thanks, Wolf. Finally got to use the haste.
5 foot step this way. Squirt!
Well, at some point, I'm actually going to fail one of these evables. But not today. Okay, succeeded.
No sticks.
Failed.
You actually failed.
I rolled a one. It's the second run in a one in a row.
That's could be better.
But I only take half damage.
Okay, so rather than getting 21, you get 11? 10?
10.
An additional 5 points of vile damage.
Does damage resistance count against the 10?
If it's acid, then probably
it's not. Acid, so no. Unless you've got some resistance against energy acid. Besides, no, it's some sort of energy. It's just what they deem to call it. First creature actually pleased for once. It got its okay. The other egg will attack Bjorni. Threat, I think. 45. And I think that's follow-up is success. 46-ish.
Actually, the second one will be higher than the first one. Unless you rolled a 19 and a 20.
I rolled a 19 and then I rolled a 17, so...
The second one should have been lower.
Yes, don't it is. I think it's more... It is more than enough.
Yeah, it is.
30... 40... 46, and the other ones should be...
Two less.
It's enough. Don't bother over doing the mental arithmetic.
Oh, Tim's being anal, so I'm going to be anal back.
Yes, but it's painful watching your brain trying to...
why do you think I do it?
So.
It's any torture, I guess.
Okay, give me the vial damage first.
Okay, the rolled damage is going to be 24 plus two lots of 36.
Yeah.
And then the vial damage will be 9.
No, a straight 9 again.
Okay. Well, no, I've doubled it. It does hit dice divided by 2, technically.
So it's had you just hit dice.
Yeah.
These are not 9 hit dice monsters.
I would agree with you. You would also be outraged that PC Gen has decided they're actually CR9s.
I would be outraged.
Really?
Possibly 99.
Really? They really are.
The average CR9 monster can't hit AC-46.
Right. I can't deny that.
I know. You've got other things to move and do things.
Yes, I know. Small victory. Probably Bjorni is the most likely bitey candidate, isn't he? He's the biggest of the two of you.
Yes.
Right, Bjorni, second attack. Oh, a natural 20.
Oh, I'm crying out loud.
They're doing very well.
He might just have killed Bjorni.
Yeah.
Better be unconscious.
Yeah, it's a crit. So, what are you going to roll this time?
13, so 26 is the rolled damage, and then the same from the rest of it.
So, two more than before.
Yeah. But with your DR.
How close have I got you?
I think you've got it. One.
Is that a one?
Yes.
One. You only had to crit me three times in a row.
I wish to point out that Pete did this to me with my paladin. I have still not forgiven him.
I don't remember this. Oh, you just make me tell.
I did have the kind of can't die thing on me at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But he did do three in one round.
That's okay. This would be quite a glorious way to go, especially going down against CR9 monsters.
Unfortunately, it's going to take the rest of the party with it.
Yeah,
I doubt it. You guys can run away quite easily.
Yeah, I'm hiding under a tree at the moment.
Okay, this one does a flyby against Wolf 1 and the real Wolf. Is there somebody else? Oh, there's another Wolf there. Shouldn't be two Wolves, should there? This one's alive. Okay, so Flump 1 does a flyby of both of you, attacking both of you.
Okay.
As it goes by. Right, it has. Not only does it have flyby as a feat, it has improved flyby and greater flyby.
And even nicer.
Greater flyby, I think, gives you. You can do your dex mod of extra attacks as you fly by. And improved flyby means that you don't get an attack of opportunity against it as it flies by.
Right. Joy. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, and Flump 2 will do the same thing. And I think it's a bit of a stretch to say Flump 3 can do that.
It's 633 Squadron.
Yeah. Flump 3 will just fly through the fake.
Oh, yeah.
They move their full move. Yeah. So, you get. Now, one thing I'm not sure about is, does it get its three tentacle attacks?
or only one tentacle attack?
I said only one. What, on its sheet, does it say attack and full attack?
Well, in this case, it has three tentacle attacks. Normally, creatures get one or a multi-thing. I don't know, so I'm just going to view that it can't actually do that when it's flying by. So you only get two actual attacks.
As opposed to six.
But I might be wrong. Okay, that would be 30 and 23.
You miss.
Miss.
In which case, he's going to change his mind. He wants the other four attacks.
Oh, it must be something else.
So you can't have a wisdom roll for the three blocks.
Yeah, probably will. What did that say? I don't think I can squeak anything more from anything. You lose your dex?
Sorry, what?
You gonna lose your dex?
I haven't lost it yet.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I can't persuade you to.
Give it up.
Okay, the others will try their will save against your illusion. Ah, no, they both believe it's still there. It's the little one, isn't it? Oh, that critically fumbled. Okay. So, front three is absolutely certain it's still there.
Well done. Given the others all missed everything anyway.
There's also a certain corruption about these flumps, by the way.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
Right, so I think I've done mine, apart from some healing. They get fractionally better. Here's some doubt. Sorry, the flumps are my idea.
Evil flumps rather than evil lawful flumps.
The moment I thought of it, it brought a smile to my face.
They start shooting flumps.
I would suggest you shoot Anheg 3. You've got to. Bjarne's on one hit point.
I've got him.
Well, we heard you go, oh fuck!
He does have mind link, doesn't he?
I do have mind link, but I haven't actually alerted anybody to my condition as yet.
I'm watching and you're looking awful. But that's fine.
I've only got three wounds.
Right, so
I've never seen you take that many.
They're all pumping blood like there's no tomorrow.
She'll shoot the first flump and go from there. So 24 damage. So the same one she shot targeting before.
24 damage. That kills it.
She'll switch to pancake 3 and hit AC 40 something. For 21 damage. It's dead.
Dead, yep.
It explodes. Ichor goes everywhere, all over Bjorni. doing 28 points of vile damage.
What monster?
As its poison sack explodes.
Shoot the anchor in front of Piani for 25 damage. And then a final hasted arrow, 65 damage.
109. Okay, Freya.
Roughly how much damage do they take to take them down?
About 200.
Okay. How awful are you looking, Jestix? Are you
I'm okay? I'm okay at the moment.
So you're active and not bleeding in copious amounts. Okay. In which case, I box and hex 6.
Okay, so you're going to...
Force cage and hex 6.
It can still spit acid unless you do a solid one, which I don't think you can do big enough.
It can't. He can spit acid, but it'll probably have a massively reduced range because it'll splatter through the bars. But so I wouldn't approach the bars. The 20 by 20 cube.
I will kill it on my turn.
Oh yeah. Just let me know.
He's next.
I can't if it's in a box.
Oh, are you next? Are you gonna?
He's gonna go before it. Yes.
Okay then. In which case, I shall just have some fun with the flumps then. Flump 4. Let's try a feeble mind.
Will?
Okay.
DC 28 will to negate.
Okay, 18.
Not quite enough.
So what does feeble mind do to it?
And it's a spell. If it's a spell class, they had -4 on that as well. But,
no, it's not.
Feeble mind, int and wisdom reduced to 1, effectively.
Okay.
I will just.
Let's say you take it down 2.
Does that have any immediate effect other than it's now stupid?
Int and charisma are dropped down to 1. It can't.
Can't what?
What can't it do? It can't understand language, communicate coherently, knows its friends and can follow them. But yeah, that's about it. It can't cast spells.
We haven't seen them doing anyway.
Have they not? How have they been attacking?
Tentacles.
I should have used something harsher than.
They're like jellyfish. They go along and they whack you.
Then I will use my second. I will use my my double action, one of my two a day, and I will dimension door over to here.
Okay. Dingy-do over there.
So, this one is very, very dumb indeed.
No problems. Jestix.
I attack Anhek 4. First blow is a stunning fist again. And I hit this time. And then the second blow is a hit. Third blow is a hit. Fourth blow is that may be close.
29 on the fortitude.
It makes the fortitude just. The fourth blow's a miss. And the fifth blow's a miss. So three blows again.
Still with us?
Yep.
Okay, Wolf.
Just trying to look something up. Wolf will delay his action slightly until after Bjarni's gone.
Bjarni?
Okay. I will attack.
You will lay on hands.
Do that to me anyway. Full attack and cake six. Okay, threat miss. And miss. That was a particularly bad thing. Well, the threat will potentially get a crit. Okay, crit. Oh, my one attack that lands. Uh, 118 points of damage.
That should hurt.
Only 118 points of damage in one attack, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good gracious.
Gone. Antec 6 is smegged.
Yes, and then I'll lay on hands.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
Okay. Right. And take 4.
No, Wolf will go now.
Oh, okay.
He does inspire heroics in Bjarni and Jestix.
What does that do?
You get a +4 morale bonus on saving throws and a +4 dodge bonus to armor class.
Bloody hell.
But because that's my highest level 1, I don't need to do too many.
Right. Flying creatures time. Where was Henry?
He's over there under some trees somewhere.
Tentacles, but how long are these tentacles?
Only about 5 foot.
Okay, so they come down from their 30-foot hover position.
Yeah, they have to fly through you, effectively. So that, but they have perfect maneuverability, so they can go whoosh. I'm going to say Flump 3 has taken a great distaste for the fake Wolf because he rolled a natural mop.
Fake Wolf will have a slash at him as he comes past.
Now, Flump 2 will fly through Wolf and through Isandel.
That's a pretty impressive one.
So, Wolf gets one single attack. a pathetic 32.
Just check what I think that is. This thing. Yeah, that is it.
Okay. Okay, one of the flumps fumbles. The other two get 26 and 27. Isn't out.
Okay, those both miss.
Both hit or both miss?
Both miss.
Miss.
Yeah, she had to cast Buckskin earlier on, so I'm across.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sad. I'm going to say that the one that fumbled is never going to realise that this one is in fact an illusion.
Yes, it's just, it keeps missing, effectively. Yeah,
it does keep missing. Okay, I believe that's the end of my go.
No, it isn't. Your Anhek has an attack.
Oh, yes, of course, Jestix. I could get you close to death as well, couldn't I? Needy. Forty.
Yes.
Still.
Well, my armor class is 39 or 40.
Damn it.
So the variable is 8, and then there's 36 on top, and an additional 5. Vile damage.
36 plus 8 is 42, and I'll discount 5 because of my DR anyway, so it's 44.
You have to hang on to the 5 because
I know, I'm making a note of it separately, but I, just for my maths, it's easier.
Yes, that's the end of my go, isn't it? So, yeah. Isn't Dale
going to shoot some of these clumps that are attacking us as the pancake situation seems to go to control?
How does one achieve sneak attack?
Attack without the other person knowing, I think.
Or you have to flank them.
Flank, yeah.
You don't have to be sneaky to get the flank attack.
Okay. So, how do you do a flyby flank?
Come up from behind.
Both of them coming.
Don't do the red arrows.
Both a cut of them coming at least perpendicular to each other.
Okay.
AC 25.
Miss.
AC 30. Yeah. 70 damage.
Which one?
Five.
70 damage on 5. Okay. Okay. I feel like I didn't do my healing.
Give it back that point.
Okay, I've given him back a point, so that's all right. Freya.
Aha. Okay, chain lightning on Flomp 5.
I'm not convinced you can see in all that distance.
That's why I went up onto the top of a cliff. He's floating above things, and so am I on top of the cliff.
Maybe. Right. Looking at small flying creatures whizzing through the tree.
Through trees.
How small are they?
Tiny.
I got the impression they're big. Ah. Okay. In which case, I shall just do a attack on an Heg 4. I thought they were really big, kind of. I don't know why I thought they were so large. So my mistake. In which case, let's just pop a disintegrate on an Heg 4. DC 29 Fortitude.
It gets a Fortitude of 29.
That's exactly what it needs. And it wins draws, I assume. So it still gets hurt. It's actually much, much. It's to live. If it disintegrate. It's much less than half. This is an all or nothing sort of type spell. So give it a second. And takes 5d6. Pretty much nothing. I shall do it just for fun. Could I make that a backstab? Because I wasn't expecting it. You did ask.
No. Yeah, you have to do a ranged touch for that.
And you have to use 30 points as well.
Yeah. Okay, it's 16 points of damage just for fun.
So just taken off its healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To put its back. Okay. Jestix.
How far off the ground is Flump 2? Given it's flying through the trees.
Probably only 10 foot.
In which case Henry will go, snap!
Yeah, it's not unreasonable. If it had the longer movement, it would have gone through Henry.
Yeah. Oops, wrong dice. Pick up that dice. That's a 32.
Hit AC 32 is a hit.
Right. It takes 23 damage and a trip. Which it has to beat a 39.
It has a feat.
It's got no feet, called... it's got tentacles.
What was it called? I can't find it. It's called Perfect Flying or something stupid like that.
which gives it a +4 on anything that stops it flying. So I'm going to add that onto its grapple.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not sure I'm reading this right. It's got a -20 grapple.
It's quite weak and floppy.
I'm not 100% sure it's really... Is it really got a -28? Oh, it's got a -28 size grapple mod.
Oh, because it's tiny. Snap! Oh, you're not getting out of my mouth.
Is that unreasonable or what? Well, okay. We'll find that it's...
Unless you roll a 20, it's grappled and smashed to the ground.
Well, it's been tripped, so the smash to the ground seems to be the most obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. It is, you know, flipped on its back and it's going over that way at the moment. Okay.
And then I beat on Anheg 4.
It's nothing to you. Why do you do that?
Hit. Threat. Which is a hit. A hit. A hit. Adamis, so that's four hits and one of which is a threat. Oh, come on.
So it's effectively 90. Still there.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Jestix back round to the beginning of the round. Bjorni.
Points damage.
Thanks, Anheg.
Yes. It's gone. Wow. Wow, wow. Okay.
Oh. And lay on hands again if you can.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
point. Oof.
Right, so I can hit plump 5 in theory, yeah?
At this time, yes, because it's not gone up yet.
I run forward, and I get an axe of aberration name will appear in my hand. I hope that it's an aberration.
I was going to go for an axe of flump slaying.
Yeah, I think I have to...
That's right.
Plump is a particularly well-known class, so I'll stick with aberration. So, is it an aberration?
Yes, unfortunately for me.
Hey, I guess right. So, I for a 10-point power attack.
Poor Flump is dead.
Didn't know what it hit.
Yeah.
Four.
Enjoy your last round of Inspire Courage, by the way.
Plump 4 flies straight into you, does three tentacle attacks.
Alright.
30. That hit?
18-13 does not hit, no.
32 hit?
No.
Okay. So it flails around with its three tentacles trying to hit you. Much frustrated.
Shield, keep blocking.
That's the stupid one, by the way.
You're welcome.
Didn't know any better.
Plump 3 has spotted some more targets. So it flies straight through you two.
Do they have an attack of opportunity?
No.
Because it's got a special ability.
Uh-huh.
So Jestix and Bjorni get attacked by tentacles. Jestix. A natural 20!
Oh no!
And a natural 1 on the...
Have you... How many naturals have you had this time?
That's at least 4 I know of.
Bjorni rolls...
Three of them on Bjorni in 2 rounds.
How many d20s have I rolled?
No idea.
Quite a few.
Just the 1, repeatedly, as far as I can tell.
Pedant.
Guilty as charged.
Okay, that's 3 more points plus 5 points of vile damage. His tentacles don't do an awful lot of damage.
So effectively the tentacles do nothing at all and I get 5 points of fire damage.
Yeah, and if I could figure out how to do the sneak attack, you could have another 5d6. So, Flump number 2 has just been knocked to the ground. I think pretty much anything it does, Henry's going to get an attack opportunity, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, it will right itself and be preparing to disappear off with its other move action. Henry gets an attack of opportunity as it gets up, I assume.
Yep. Getting a 27 to hit.
Enough.
In which case, he does a further 23 damage. And I'm not sure I can actually apply another grapple to keep it down.
Can't on tech opportunity.
Oh, damn.
Okay, and then it will fly off. I think that's my three flumps that are remaining. Go, Isendel.
We'll shoot the one that's retreating from Henry.
Oh, see, it's only zapped you. It's a friendly little flump. They're an awful good, you know.
Sure.
They live in peaceful communities.
These ones don't.
I should have made monks, I think.
28 on a flump.
28 hits a flump.
Right, good. So the first three. The ground tugging the ball. Damage.
Kitching. It's dead.
I'm going to shoot the flump on. First blow goes a satisfying 12, 26 damage. And second blow goes.
Dead. Okay, two arrows go into it, it falls to the ground. Okay, it's one flump left.
All yours, Bray.
Bray.
Do you really want? I was going to just sort of watch and enjoy it, or keep on the cave mouth, an eye on the cave mouth. But
well,
given
the only one who can actually hit it is Isendel, because it's flying.
Oh, okay then. I fireball bugger. I've got plenty of those. I blow the crap out of it.
Okay,
I just need to know roughly where it is.
It gets a reflexes save, I assume.
Yeah.
DC 26 reflexes.
DC 27.
Six. Oh, bloody hell. So he's halved.
And it's a rogue. So it goes...
Uh-huh.
It's a rogue?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got 5d6 sneak attack, which I've not been able to do because I haven't figured out how to do it.
If you had them ganging up on us on either side of us, then...
That sort of thing that... I did think about it when I was creating the thing. How am I going to do sneak attack? I liked the idea of them flying through you, doing bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, that was...
I think monk would have been slightly better, I think, though.
basically being able to show their posteriors to Freya's fireballs is just glorious.
So, boom!
It's going down from my point of view.
There's a massive explosion and it doesn't do anything to it. Oh dear. Right, Jestix.
I cast a cure critical on Biani.
Points.
You remember those?
Yeah. Plus 34 with your and add your bonus on.
Devil to hit points. That was pretty close. I think it was the closest Dave's ever got to you.
No, he killed him before.
Yeah, since the new Bjorni.
Yeah. Since Bjorni's come
here. Anyway, we've still got one left.
Bjorni, have another go.
Hunter, licks your wounds.
Oh no, it's an empiric.
He's a wolf.
I'll spend the round petting Hunter. Say, good boy, good boy.
You almost joined me, he says in dog. We could have gone hunting across the Ethereal Plain.
Later.
I'll keep you to that. Wolf, you'll go.
Wolf will put away his axe, get out his bow, and move to sort of get ready to shoot it the next round if it's not dead.
Right, it heals itself, or it doesn't need to, it's not been hurt. Hmm. Wow. Well, it's a bit psychotic, so it's probably going to do it all again.
Why the hell not?
I think it's smart enough to think about doing something else. Actually, it might be, once it's an int. Well, it is moderately intelligent. It zooms off. Or some other aquatic thing sound. You can catch it up.
Shoot it from range.
How far did I move it, actually? Yeah, okay, I did move it about that. Right, so, Isendel.
I'm going to shoot it 110. So... five arrows hit, two of which hit particularly well. And it's going to take a minimum of 30-ish damage.
A minimum of 30.
130.
Okay, so how many arrows hit?
Five.
So, the
5 arrows, and the flump gets pushed backwards and stuck on this tree here.
You're trying to be William Tell, aren't you? But you didn't get the apple.
Will that affect its ability to dodge?
Right, well done, Isndale. You have finally killed them. So, nobody actually found out that the flat-footed AC of the Ankh Egg was 32.
Good God, that would be hard to hit.
Or the armour class of it was
32, yeah, I don't really understand how that works. I'm just assuming
it's got 8-inch thick armour or something.
Yeah. Natural armor bonus of 31. I'm not sure how that works, how it got that, but that's what it says.
Yeah, it's a Sherman tank. We've got some dire damage.
Yeah.
Now we can. I don't know how much, if it's in a worrying amount or not, but I was wondering.
Vile damage.
There's an interesting artifact we've never used, which is the hourglass of reversal. But I don't think that will help. Yeah, magic healing, restore negative abilities, and restore negative levels and abilities.
Yeah, it's anyone with any knowledge religion can make a knowledge religion roll against this vile damage.
I have some vials of poison.
Yes.
I have some vial poison.
A natural.
It's your vial poison in a vial.
Giving me a total of 30.
I have some potions of.
The only way to heal vial damage is to cast the spell in a hallowed place.
We're fucked then.
No, we're not.
We're fucked right now, but
yeah,
not long term.
Or consecrated.
Yeah, so we go to church. And cast appropriate cures there.
I can get us there in a minute if you want. And then back again.
I suggest we stop here for the night.
For the day, yes. Certainly for tonight, yes.
For Wednesday night at real world time, and have this discussion next week.
Yes, PC Gen says it's a CR9 anti-egg.
Well, we know PC Gen can't count in any formal fashion whatsoever.
My other calculator, which doesn't have the corrupt on top, gives it as a CR10. And creatures with a hit dice of more than 7 get a +3. So 13 is possibly
not even close.
It's getting closer.
It's closer to what it is. Whether it's correct or not is another matter.
Well, yeah. Since the
article, any one of those
against a 13 claw character would have eaten it in one bite.
Any one of those would have quite happily gone head to head with the Triceratops.
Yes, and the Triceratops weren't remarkably high CR creatures either.
No.
No, big and bulky. Whereas these are big and bulky.
Yeah. Okay, you will discover that these also appear to be some kind of realized creatures, and also corrupted.
Manufactured by something, or just real-life creatures that have been twisted by some evil?
Who knows?
We will find out next week.
Yes.
Wait for next exciting installment. Okay. Well, I'm going to head for bed because apparently I sleep there. Thank you very much.